Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Lisa, and welcome to the Body of Change podcast. And this episode comes after almost 3 weeks. We're in August. And that kind of tells you how my month has gone since the last podcast. How are you all doing? So today we're going to talk about what gets brought up when someone says to you, I've given up on you. And when you say to you, I've given up on you, or I've given up on me. So it's, and I say both sides of this because I know both sides of it. I have been told that somebody has given up on me one too many times. Actually, only 2 times in my life that I can remember that it's been vocalized. And that brought up something. And then I've had more times when I've given up on myself and didn't think that I could do it and what that brings up. So I'm bringing up both sides of this because you might have both, like myself, or you might just have one side of it. And either way, if it's from another or from yourself, it can be devastating to your mind, your psyche, and your body. And it could really bring about a lot of pain and heartbreak, and sadness and depression and feelings of failure, so many different things. So what is that about? And how does that impact the body? First of all, when you hear words, people don't realize a lot of times that our words can actually be abusive. Now, you know, when you're screaming, yelling, and cursing at somebody, that's abuse. Most of us know that. It can be very gaslighting, abuse, very pointed, very sharp. But when someone speaks from their own sadness or their own anger at you, it has such a sharpness to it that I call it the double-edged sword, that it pokes the person being spoken to and it pokes the person who's speaking it. No different than when you're saying it to yourself, like, I've given up on myself, you're a failure, you'll never succeed, you can't do it. That's a double-edged sword because it hits your mind and then it hits your body. And then it hits your body and your mind and your mind and your body and your body and your mind and your mind and your body and your body and your mind. And then you spin in this mental cage and everything you chew, everything you interact, every activity you do has that cage with you, has that compulsive replaying of the phrase and the situation with you. And nobody escapes the pain of that. Even the person who you may think is, you know, have a judgment about for them saying it. Well, if somebody's saying that to you, it usually just doesn't come out of the air. You've kind of done something to provoke that, consciously or unconsciously. Generally, there are situations in the world and there are people in the world that seem to have a proclivity to gaslighting, seem to have a proclivity to narcissism, and seem to have a proclivity to sociopathism, that manipulative way of disempowering and demeaning another is a whole other podcast that I can do. Right now, I'm talking about the general interactions in your friendships, partnerships, collaborations, businesses, colleagues, whatever, parents, children, family, that has the potential to get to those heated spaces and places that things are said that really put a knife in it and really can divorce and separate and end the possibility that you initially came together on or desired, and can really create a severing that sometimes in this lifetime doesn't change. And sometimes it changes decades later in just a conversation of amends and opening, but doesn't continue in the relationship in any way. Or you get to the point of complete forgiveness and that energy is no longer in your energy field or with you, really, except those times that maybe a song or a memory flicks by your mind and you think of that person and you're like, oh yeah, those were fun times and glad for it, sad it had to end, and you know, here we are 20 years later and wonder how you're doing. But all of this has an impact on your body. This is the body of change. And it has an impact on your psyche, your head. And when your head and your body are impacted, stress, tension, lack of sleep, extra fatigue, not eating well, not taking care of yourself, feeling down, feeling isolated, and just kind of separate can take over. And that's when your body feels a little bit more weighted down and your thoughts are heavier. That's that invisible cage rattling around there in your head, making you feel like a piece of dung. And right now, since we're still in, you know, COVID, sort of post-COVID, sort of not, sort of like what's going on in the world and kind of knowing that it's never going to go back to the way that it was, there is no going back. Everything has changed and we all have to do every single thing we've ever visualized completely different in all areas of our life. This is the possibility where you may be seeing those friends that are collaborative and contribute to you and continue with you, and those friendships that just fall away and never actually were what you thought they were. Or those business possibilities are not actualizing, but something else unexpected is. And sometimes during these high times of stress with a pandemic going on in the world, money stress, family stress, business stress, relationship stress, heated words and heated conversations are just a general outcome of months and months and months and months and months of personalized stress unleashed and said in a way that wasn't taken care of earlier. And relationships get ruined and psyches get hurt and hearts get wounded and collaborations get tough and difficult and potentially ended. These are times where you could see divorces occur. You could see people leaving your life, friend-wise, personal-wise, as well as business-wise. You never know. So let's chat a little bit more about that. And either way, whether you've been the one that's voiced it or been the one that's on the other side of the voice, generally we have all reacted in everything we react about another person doing. So everybody's responsible, mostly, and no one is to blame. Because blame never gets you anywhere. So what are those things, those situations, those dynamics right now in your life that are triggering such a reaction to you that you may be regurgitating in your dysfunctional thoughts or compulsive behaviors based on a wound that you might not have even known that's there? And what could you do to lean into that wound for you and remove the person who said whatever was said and actually focus on what is that wound? Where was the original wound and who was it with? How old are you being and carrying this wound with you? And is it time to update your hard drive that you're no longer that age in that situation with that person? And then thank the person in the present day for making you aware of what you were carrying with you all these years and not even notice. I know that might sound ridiculous to a lot of people, because we want to blame the other person. We want to say that they're so wrong. We want to stay away from our own responsibility. Well, staying away from our own responsibility in a certain way got us to the point where the earth said, hey, everybody, take a seat. To me, this is about the gift of COVID in a certain way, is to see all those pockets of blindness that makes us unconscious and act unconscionable. And that is the only thing we can change, is ourselves. And so every time someone says something to you that's wounded you, definitely make a choice about whether that needs to be spoken of or that person needs to be in your life or not. And then begin to let it go. And at the same time, also discover what was so triggering for you about it that you believed it to be so true, which is something related to a situation a long time ago that got anchored and locked into your body and your memory. And it rears its head during these scenarios so that you can actually clear it and end it from taking energy from you. Wouldn't you like to not be reactive? Wouldn't you like to not be triggered? Wouldn't you like to not have someone have that much say over your world and over your reality? Well, it is possible. It's what I do in with the Roar technique and with my Living Your Roar classes. But I can also do it here with you as you listen. If you have such a reaction in the present day, given the most recent time. So think about the most recent time you were so reactive. Your body was tight and clenching, so reactive. And you really like either hated the person or wanted to scream at them or said something that you kind of regret, but had to be said, or so you thought. Regardless, you reacted and said it. And then you're still with it 2 or 3 days later, lesser and lesser and lesser. Those are the things I'm talking about. Those are the things that keep you from healing, because it's from an original wound in the past. Somewhere, someone said something very similar to you that locked you in what I call like a shock and trauma moment in the body, where like you're like a deer in the headlights and you freeze and you're like, oh my God, am I really that way? And someone actually believes I am that way, then I must be that way. And oh my God, I've lost love, I've lost this, I've lost that, I've lost them. And it triggers this spiral into the worst things that you can possibly think about yourself. And there you've made a decision about yourself that for some reason you're wrong or bad or unworthy or unlovable, even to the point of thinking that you're evil. And if you, this is just my personal perspective, what's worked for me and what I've done with people for 25 years and help them heal, change, and grow and end this type of reactivity. If you find that you, the past situation that you locked into your body from those double-edged swords, emotional abusive and reactive present day situations, you will find the emotional and psychological root cause of why that pattern keeps coming back to you by way of these people, places, situations, and circumstances and events in your life. And if you know, 50% of the problem is solved. So let's say it brings you back to the age of 7 or something, where your father yelled at you for getting into a car accident and called you stupid or something like that. And then you thought you were going to lose his love. I know it sounds, you wouldn't be 7 and driving, but sorry about that example. But maybe I had to use a different example. Maybe it's not your father and you when you were driving, but maybe, oh, I got a good one. I was riding bikes with my dad and I was 7 or less. And I was not paying attention. I was looking at the sky or whatever. And I literally ran into a parked car. And I remember him screaming something about me being an idiot or stupid or watch where you're going, because obviously of his fear. But in that moment, I took it as such, because I was shocked. I hit the car. I fell off the bike. I did a little tumble. That hurt. My God, it hurt so much. And in that moment, that hurt locked into my body as I'm bad, I'm wrong, I can't do something right, even ride a bike with my dad. And that became some version, silly, I know, some version of I'm bad and I'm wrong and I'm a failure. And when someone says something disappointing, that they're disappointed in me, like I gave up on you, like I will never ever forgive you, something like that. Those are the two things that have happened to me in my life. It triggers me back to sometimes those moments with my father, and I'm sure I have other ones. And I'm like, oh my God, that thread is still alive. And then I literally do some self-care and self-parenting around that moment and let myself know that it was simply a mistake. And energetically, just doing that will lighten my body, lighten my mind, and lighten the load off of me. And the next time some reactivity or reactive situation occurs, it's not going to have the same weight and density. I'm gonna be like, oh yeah, I know this, I know what it's about, and that's not true anymore. And thank you for sharing that with me, but I'm not gonna feed into that negativity. So this episode is really about more of analyzing behavior and hearing things from others that you also intrinsically tell yourself, which talks you out of your natural state of brilliance, happiness, joyous, and the freedom of the fullest expression of who you be. And being in the freedom and the fullest expression of who you be is what will uplift you to possibilities, and not allow the words of somebody else and the words of a situation for the past to interrupt your present. It's just conditioning. It's just programming. You can literally say, no, I will not continue this programming. No, I will not continue this conditioning. No, I am not 7 years old. I am 50-year-old adult. And no matter what they told me, that is their interesting point of view. And remember, when someone's telling you something mean, terrible, awful, or they're disappointed in you, people only tell you what they themselves have been done, and they only accuse you of what they have also done, and they don't want to deal with it. So they try to put it on you. You don't want to deal with it, so you want to put it back on them. That is how conflicts get started. What I'm talking about is, yeah, sometimes I can be disappointing. I know that. Does that mean I'm a failure? I'm wrong. I'm bad. And I'm all those things that someone's telling me? No. It means sometimes I make a mistake, and sometimes people make a mistake and say things that they actually are just so frustrated about that they don't know how else to get it off them, and they use words that are harmful. And I do that too, and you do that too. And what if we could become less reactive and more proactive. And that even though the easy thing would be to vomit something back or take the vomit that somebody threw at you and regurgitate it compulsively, what if we just said no, no more abuse? I hear you, I get it, I apologize, it's done. And if that situation keeps coming back and doesn't stop then you might have to do a deeper, larger intervention and take a look at what contribution that situation is being and that person is being to your life. And if it's a contribution, keep them and working through it. And if it's not, you might have to let go and not cling. That's the harder option, to let go and not cling. And actually, sometimes the harder option is to stay and trust that it will work out. Again, there is no right, there is no wrong. There's just choice. And with awareness, choice is easier. Okay, my friends, let me know what you think. If I can be of contribution to you, feel free to check out my website, drlisacooney.com/events. There's a lot of gifts and free stuff and low fee stuff and consultations and creations to help you with your body, your business, your mind, your money, and general possibility. Remember, you're not alone. Don't isolate. There's always a hand or a voice or something that is here to contribute to you. Bye for now.